By the time they discover the voucher is worthless, it's too late. He nodded. There are so many sharks around the docks. We can only catch the ones who sail with us.
More should be done to protect emigrants before they leave, he said seriously. They have little enough to lose. Most of them are only quitting their native country because they're poor and unemployed. And the dreadful thing is, he added, that after sailing 3,000 miles, some of them will be turned back at Ellis Island.
I thought that America encouraged immigration.
Only if it can pick and choose who it lets in.
Genevieve smiled. Do you think that I'd be let in?
You're married to me, so you'll be especially welcome.
Even though you're only an occasional husband?
What do you mean? He asked, bridling slightly.
Well, as soon as we step aboard the Oceanic, we split up. I go back to being Genevieve Masefield, spinster of this parish, and you are tall, handsome, debonair, unattached George Porter Dillman.
It works better that way.
I wonder.
Genevieve, we must put our duties first.
I'd just like to cross the Atlantic one day as your wife.
You will, darling.
He gave her a reassuring kiss. They had met on the maiden voyage of the Lusitania, and because Genevieve had been so instrumental in helping Dillman to solve a murder, he had persuaded her to join him as a detective in the pay of the Cunard line. They proved to be a very...